tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
How we had the club going up
on Tuesday.
Hello, AfterBuzzers.
We dance, Jamal. We dance.
Welcome to the after show for the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. We're on episode 20 of Reunion Part 1. 20 episodes deep here. You can tweet us, and please do, with the hashtag ABTVRHBH. And make sure you comment and like and let us know what you think. We know you're not shy. We have a full panel tonight. I'm your host, Grant Rutter, and next to me...
Hi, guys. It's Megan Stecker, and you guys can tweet us, tweet me on Twitter, at Megan Stecker, also on Instagram, same name.
And I am Paul Zahn. You can tweet me at I am Paul Zahn, like I am Sasha Fierce.
Welcome to the panel.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Everybody, please tweet me at Christy Reports. I am Christy Olsen, and we are ready to break it down.
Yes.
Bring it way down.
I'm giving a shout out to our friend Fern. We will see you coming up. We missed you here on the panel. Enjoy those rays out there.
Sailing the ocean blue.
Yes.
Mildly jealous, Fern. We miss you.
Well, while Fern's enjoying the high seas, we're enjoying this reunion mess. And there's just a lot going on, but not a lot to really discuss. I mean, it's like been rehashed and we've heard it, and it was a lot of what was said already. But let's get into everything that happened. First off the bat, we learned that Kyle and Kim have not spoken in 3 months. Now, I dropped this information when I called in a few weeks ago. Like, we know that they're on the outs, and apparently there's, like, so much that's happened in this reunion that it's, like, unrecoverable. So, I mean, you know, what do you think of this? Is it sad? Is it expected? Are you surprised? No?
I think totally expected.
Mm-hmm.
I think I maybe would have thought there would be a few strained times that they talked together in the past few months. Turns out there was zero. So this is sad, and they definitely were all for keeping that going during this whole reunion. So I don't know, just a sad situation all around, but not unexpected for me.
No, but Kathy Hilton, where you at? You've been keeping this together. You've been forcing these girls to behave themselves on camera. They haven't spoken for 3 months. What are you doing, Kathy? Come on, get these two in a room together, make them talk.
It's totally expected, I think. I think they're planning it. Yeah. You know, they're not talking, and after the reunion, they're going to suddenly reconcile with Kathy's help, of course, and Paris and Nikki, too. Why not? Let's just throw them in the mix.
Well, I do love all those chicks. Now, I believe it was you that broke around the holidays that it was, I'm sorry, it was, what's her face, Kathy and Kim that celebrated the holidays together, and one of them was out, and they posted a picture, and they're like, family forever. What was the deal with that? Do we remember?
Kathy and Kim were together in a photo, and Kyle was not there, but I cannot remember the exact occasion.
It was like Kathy's holiday party, and everyone was making a big deal that Kyle was kind of non-existent.
Brandy was also there and in the photo.
Yeah.
Okay. So I know Brandy brought that up in one of the episodes.
Yeah. Was Brandy drunk?
I'm sure she was.
That's a safe yes, Paul.
So,
and then Kathy had her birthday recently, and Kim was the only one we saw there as well.
Wow. So 3 months.
Maybe it's a two-on-one situation.
So 3 months must have spanned the holiday season, especially if this was shot earlier last month, so we can count and we can, think the holidays have been out. Yeah.
Yeah, and we know that the breaking point, what this all stems from, is the dog bite situation, which apparently we have to wait another reunion episode to get into. But of course, Kim has been saying the entire time, I know she said today on kind of the preview, I haven't told my story yet. Well, Kim's story is that she had the dog put away in a room and said, you know, he hasn't been around people much, don't go in there. And Kyle's daughter did go in there. So spoiler alert, that's what you're going to see next week is Kim blaming her niece for the dog attack, which don't know, I kind of agree with, you know. Let poor Kingsley alone, for goodness sakes. You know he's going to bite your hand off.
He's a pit bull, right?
I only want to hear about the story just so your reaction.
I can talk about Kingsley.
Because I know you love it. I know it's like so over the top. I love it.
It was kind of one of the only interesting things in this part of the reunion was that we learned that Kyle and Kim are not speaking.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Not much else.
So, Yolanda was there for a short time. I'm glad that we had some closure with her with the season. I think just enough was said, and she definitely, she wasn't looking her best, and I don't fault her for that. Of course, we here wish her the absolute best, and I thought it was kind of sad in a way. We saw the flashbacks of the season where she was doing the yoga with Brandy, and she looked so healthy, and just, I don't know if it was her makeup, but she just looked very gaunt and very tired, and I know she is. It was just, it's kind of sad to see someone go downhill so quickly.
Right.
Well, yeah, and I think she's been in Asia doing a lot of stem cell treatments. Mm-hmm. And she was there before and, I believe, after the reunion. So travel was maybe part of her fatigue as well.
Right, right. Yeah. The thing that I'm a little confused about is her Brandy situation. Do you think she's doing this to actually genuinely take care of Brandy? Or do you think she's taking on a role for the show to sort of play this mother character to keep her relevant on the show?
I think she's doing it for herself. She, literally does not want any more drama in her life. Right. And I felt like that's sort of what she was saying tonight, was that, I'm not trying to mother Brandy, but I'm just trying to not have a huge, big, dramatic situation.
Right, yeah. Right.
I know. I think she seems like the only one on the show who doesn't have an agenda, who's actually remotely a normal person on the inside. and she, because it's not a good look to side with Brandy on anything. And the fact that she never gives up on trying to make Brandy be a better person is, I think, says a lot for her. But she's also not American.
She's got her work cut out.
I always say it's because she's like a sweet European country girl that she is like that. So yeah.
With an ex-bearded boyfriend, apparently, which was another highlight of the reunion tonight.
Yeah, I know.
That was so weird. I don't buy it for a minute that guy knew her.
No. This is I don't know who directed this episode, but there were things that were in there that just didn't match with the flow of the conversation or the topic at hand. I mean, we were getting into good conversation, and Andy's like, let's talk about an episode one when Lisa Rinna was talking about her Depends commercial. And I was like, wait, no, we were good. We don't need to talk about Depends. We don't need to talk about it, please. I was just thrown off by the whole first half of this episode. And then I got back on track. So yeah, I mean, Yolanda was questioned if she gives Brandy a pass. She doesn't believe she does. Whatever you want to do with that information. And then we talked about how Brandy changes when she drinks. I think that's obvious. And she said, well, everybody does. I mean, do you think that's a real statement? I mean, I feel like I do in certain ways, but I don't change for the worse. I think I'm more fun. Right? I mean, most of us would say that.
We love Buzz Grant.
Most of us would say that, right? I mean, unless if you have a serious problem. Mm-hmm. But, Brandy doesn't say she's an alcoholic. Do we believe she's an alcoholic or just a lush? We've gone back and forth about this a couple times now.
Yeah, we talk about Zanny Brandy every episode, and every episode I say it's because of the pills she admittedly takes, and then she can just have a little bit of a drink, and I think there's a lot going on up here, and in everything she's putting in here, and it's just like, it becomes too much, it's turmoil, and I don't think it is just the drinking, I think it's the pills, and I think it's where she's at mentally, and is she an alcoholic? No, but... Should she drink? Probably not.
She's messy.
Is she going to continue to? Oh, hell yeah.
Of course. Of course.
Yeah, I think same. I don't think we've seen anything that warrants... I don't think there's a dependency. I don't think we've ever seen anything on camera that shows she has a dependency. But every single time she gets around these women, it's like her anxiety takes control. She has too many. Yeah. She admittedly herself, she's taking pills on top of everything. So it's just always too much. And I don't know how she can watch the show back and not say, wow, I really was out of control. Mm-hmm. Oh, geez, I threw wine on someone. I slapped someone. How can you not take ownership of that and say, I have a problem controlling myself when I drink.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a part of her thing, though. I mean, she wrote a book called Drinking and Tweeting. I mean, so it's part of her image. And she feels that she needs to take that alcohol in order to get to that place where she can react and cause this drama, sort of. So I think that's what she thinks. Maybe not consciously, but, you know, somewhere in that head.
And she's not going to apologize for it.
Right, exactly. Right.
Because it's working for her.
Right. Mm-hmm. Just getting those checks.
Mm-hmm. Let's revert back to Yolanda real quick. But I was really surprised by a statement where she said that people in her own family don't really recognize her problem. They really don't get it. And she commented on that article, the Daily Beast. She's like, yeah, but I don't know him, so I don't frig him. Who cares? Mm-hmm. But to have your own family, like, I don't understand what's not to believe. I mean, I feel like many people are touched by Lyme disease. I mean, I've had, you know, a grandparent in my family who had that problem, and it really knocked them out. I mean, thank God they recovered. But, I mean, it's not something that's unbelievable. I just don't understand why people wouldn't be able to wrap their mind around something that is very real.
There is a school of, like, medicine out there that kind of denies the entire existence of Lyme disease. And that's obviously ludicrous, especially when you're trying to tell that to Yolanda, who has been suffering greatly from Lyme disease. But, you know, I'm wondering with her and, you know, you can't tell from the way that she says it because she's never being mean. But I'm wondering if there are people in her family who are not quick to be sympathetic towards her because of everything she has, and that's very wrong.
Yeah.
But I'm sure there's a whole lot more to that than we will ever know. And just that's just so incredibly cruel to watch what she's going through and to deny it. For anyone, for that random writer, commenter to do that, or for her family to do that, it doesn't matter who it's coming from. You can't tell a sick person that they feel okay.
Right. I mean, you know, it's like the flu. You either have it or you don't.
Right.
Like, you know, she's clearly seeing doctors and, you know, she's down and out and knocked out. I mean, it's like, how can you deny such a thing? I don't get it.
And Yolanda is not the kind of person to make up an illness for attention.
No.
Or to, I mean, she doesn't create drama to get attention, and this show would be the easiest avenue to do that, and she doesn't do that. Yeah. So it's just really to question her on that is, it's just icky.
It's low.
Of.
It's low.
Yeah. And she kind of went to the tears so immediately tonight. Mm-hmm. I was wondering if you guys were, I was sort of touched by that. You know, she's always so strong and so positive. And the minute Andy implied that that's where he was going with the conversation, she just broke down. And you could tell she was trying to be strong. She said, oh, you know, I don't really want to talk about it, until he pointed out that people care about her and wanted to know, because we want to know that she's okay. But that was kind of a moment for me to see her break down right away, you know?
I think it's been the focus of her every day for so long, so many months. She's really been like, I'm done. This is it. I'm seeking treatment, and that's all I do every day. So I think that anybody inquiring, like, how are you feeling? Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, thank you enough for caring to talk about that. Because I'm sure she was like, God, I'm going in today to talk about how Brandy's such an a-hole. And, you know, let me keep it together for the 2 hours I promised them. Right. And it was sweet that Andy led with that.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess she wasn't expecting it, and that's why she cried. And it was like, thank you for caring.
Yeah.
And her physicality really changed, too. If you noticed in her eyes, she was doing, like, holding her eyes a lot, and she wasn't fully there. So it's just, I mean, you can't deny that there's something going on that is serious.
Mm-hmm. I kind of felt bad for her. She said she had a hard time, like, really comprehending and understanding these questions. And they're asking her questions about, like, you know, when Brandy drinks, do you feel like blah, blah? And it's like, to try to follow, like, all this stuff, for such nonsense.
Right.
For such stupidity about, you know, this grown woman's drinking problem. It's like, I felt bad for her. I'm kind of glad that she knew enough when to call it quits, and she did her thing, and she's out. So, you know, God bless her.
Right.
Well, from something real to something completely ridiculous, we had a bunch of shade thrown back and forth with Kim and Lisa Rinna about how serious one takes their acting career.
Right. Oscar-winning actresses over there.
Yeah.
So I loved this.
Apparently, Rinna made 7 figures modeling a diaper.
Can you guys believe that?
I do not believe it.
I don't believe that.
I feel like it had to have been less than $100,000.
Yeah.
Come on.
It'll be somewhere in that range, like $100,000.
I don't know, though. If you're running that ad and you've got it on for, like, you know, 9 months to a year, and you know, you're making change every time
it runs. A recognizable star for any kind of product placement like that, you'd think would garner at least $250,000.
Here's the thing.
But
was she modeling the brand that it's like, oh, oops, I sneezed a little too hard and I'm a woman of a certain age, so like a drop or two came out? Or is she modeling the version of where like you're 80 and you can't hold it in? Because they're two completely different products.
Well, depends on you.
And she's a very young woman.
Well, it was a new line that you can't see it. And I think that was a thing. Cheryl Burke also did an ad very similar with ballroom dancing. And Cheryl Burke said that it was just so you couldn't see it.
That girl's like 30.
So that's how you're hiding it. So it's like, if it works on if it works on this gorgeous woman that's not 80,
like,
it'll work.
I can't. You can't, like, false advertise. Cheryl Burke's not peeing herself on the dance floor. That's so stupid.
I know, but someone could say, look, we're finding a spokesperson to put on this diaper just to show you can't see lines. We don't care that they don't use it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But I mean, okay, but it's still is it false advertising? I mean, is it?
No, I think, again, the point was to show, you know, she can dance around it and she's wearing this cute dress and you can't see it. And you know her, she's Lisa Rinna, right? But not, we paid $1 million for this. There's no way.
I don't know.
There's no way she got paid seven figures for that. That's insanity.
But she did turn down Diving with the Stars, which was a nice little revelation.
I'm glad that she had that comeback.
Finally.
Who does Kim think she is? Yeah. Kim, you are a has-been child star. Please. Yeah.
Listen, you guys. Kim did Sharknado 3.
And
if you don't look down on a Depends commercial after you have Sharknado 3 at the top of your resume, I don't know who you are.
Well, the best is her trying to act coy about it and being like, oh, Andy, we're not supposed to mention that or leak that to the press yet. Like,
it's George Clooney's latest.
Right. Kim, no one cares. Please.
Yeah, no. I can't with her. I can't with her in this acting career that she's resurrecting from the dead.
She has no acting career. At least Lisa Rinna has an acting career.
Did she speak on Revenge?
Barely.
Did she speak on Revenge?
I saw one clip, and
I thought she was just sitting there.
I can't even watch that show anymore. I never give up on a show. I'm ride or die till the end, but I can't with that show anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know the answer to that. But if you do, if you're still watching Revenge, God bless Let us know. What's the role like? I mean, is it a drive-by? Is she there for, like, a recurring character? I mean, is she driving story? I'm curious to see really what she's doing.
She diving?
I want to know.
That show only lasted one season, too. I was like, oh, yeah, remember that one?
I cannot think of a worse idea than that. It's worse than skating with the stars. Like, watching people teeter off the edge of a diving board on the backyard pool, I just can't.
Well, let's talk about Rinna and how it was called out. Basically, she's a people pleaser, and she really isn't the most honest in person as she is in her interviews. And we've been talking about this.
Yeah, you guys have been saying this all season.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. That's been my biggest fault with a lot of housewives, but especially her. Like, if you're going to play, play. But if you're going to sit there when it's safe and it's you and a production team, then you're going to really give it the truth. I mean, you're on a reality show. You're not getting paid for that. Be real. Mm-hmm. Let's go.
Well, she's going up against Kim Richards. I mean, it's not like she's going up against someone really scary. You know what I mean? Like,
I was not having it when she didn't bring it to the table on the last episode, on the finale. Like,
I was so pissed.
You had nothing all season except for this little tiff with Kim. You have to bring it in the finale. You gave us nothing. This season was a letdown. Yeah. It's all your fault, Lisa Rinna. I'm blaming you.
Well, Brandy's firing back to the claims that she said that Lisa Rinna is an anorexic old hag and that she doesn't eat. And then we get to hear about how Lisa Rinna really does eat. But she doesn't eat
on
camera.
Not in front of Brandy, she doesn't.
But she doesn't eat on camera. You know, I don't blame her. You know, I don't know if I would want to be shoveling salad in my mouth on camera either.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's also the thing. Don't have a big, long-winded story about how, thanks everyone for being so concerned for me. I'm actually a super healthy person. I just lost 8 pounds because I was really stressed out. Like, you took it there. Oh, I'm so healthy and I've always been the same weight and blah, 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 blah. And now I'm having a hard problem gaining the weight back. And I mean...
Well, her friend, her good friend, that friend of the housewife, what's her name? Oh, Eileen. Yeah, Eileen. She chimed in and said that she was athletic. She had an athletic build, which, I mean, I think that was all she said the whole reunion.
Yeah. Athletic is the new anorexia.
Man, I pushed for Eileen so much, and I was excited to have her on the show, but damn, that girl's done nothing the last few weeks.
That beast.
No.
You're
a fan.
You're a new voice. I want to know, what do you think of the new additions? I mean, Lisa Rinna was big with us, and then she kind of fell flat with us.
I think that Eileen seems shocked by everything that goes on in the show and sort of seems like a somewhat decent human being who doesn't want to get involved with anything besides to chime in here or there. So I was a little disappointed. Lisa Rinna, until, like, she broke that glass in Amsterdam, I was like, oh, I was bored. Yeah. And then after that, she could have, like, recovered by, like, standing up to Kim during that Adrian Maloof magic party. And, but, you know, she didn't. And I was, like, gunning for her to, like, get a backbone, but she didn't. So I was a little disappointed.
So, Paul, who returns, who doesn't? Both go, both stay, one goes, one leaves.
I think Lisa Rinna will get another season because Andy loves her. Eileen, questionable. And I think Brandy's gone. I think Brandy's done.
Yeah,
I think Brandy's out.
Bye.
Yeah, I mean, you know, she's kind of expired. And that's a great point that you bring that up, because I wanted to transition to this too and kind of say, like, you know, when is the point with these housewives when it's just too much is enough and it's, you know, you've kind of, like, taken over the show. Like, it's kind of like a Tamara Barney effect with Orange County. Yes. It's kind of like, when do you kind of reach your expiration date where you're not even really yourself anymore and you know that you're a television personality and you've gone there and you've pushed it down? I mean, where else can Brandy go?
Nowhere. She's desperate.
She slept with young guys, slept with older guys, she's
been friends with and fought with every single one of the ladies at this point.
You know, and then she's like, you know, she's feuding and got a rocky relationship with Andy Cohen, who's the EP on these shows. So, that's, I mean, you know, that doesn't mean too much in the grand scheme of things, but it's still, like, you know, like you said, it's not smart. It can hurt her. I don't know. It's just kind of like, you know, where else can we go with Brandy from here? You know, how do you feel about, you know, a show without her?
I'm all for it. I think she's ready for her Oxygen spinoff. You know,
God. You're going to relegate her to Oxygen.
It might be a web series.
She is Oxygen material. She is, has not ever been a Bravo
her
housewife.
Her show could be right
material.
After Kendra's.
Exactly. Ooh. Exactly. It'll be like Brandy on top. I don't even know. And she'll literally be on top of some 23-year-old. I mean, She's ready for Oxygen. Brandy, like, Andy's over her. She's over the show. The entire cast does not want to film with her, minus Kim. I mean, it's just time for her to go.
Yeah, and I think
she's ready.
Yeah, and if I wanted to see people, like, housewives slapping each other in the face and throwing wine and all that, I would watch, like, New Jersey and Atlanta. Like, they have all that covered.
Exactly.
From Beverly Hills, we want to see this, like, what happened between Lisa Rinna and Kim talking about, like, oh, you did Depends. Well, you did Sharknado. Like, I didn't do skydiving, whatever. Like, that's the kind of glamorous drama that I have a threshold for. Okay. I don't need to see people slapping each other and all this Brandy getting drunk, calling everybody names. This is too much.
So you want the glamour of Beverly Hills.
The glamorous drama.
With a touch of shade. Okay.
Yes.
It's like aspirational. Brandy's never been aspirational. I feel like a lot of the other Beverly Hills housewives, like, you want to be like them. You want to live like them. You want to be as fabulous as them. And Brandy's always sort of been, like, moving houses every season, moving into a townhouse. Like, you don't know how, like, she lives.
The white trash cousin.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry.
They need, like, a Claudia Jordan type of person. Somebody to come in and really, like, you know, rework the whole cast and flip up the dynamic.
Devastating.
But not like a Z-list. Not a Claudia Jordan. That's not good.
I don't want the new girl to be famous. I want her to be like Beverly Hills famous.
I want it to be Mohammed's fiance.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to that?
She looks like a Barbie doll that doesn't talk. She's
And that's what I aspire to.
Thank you. I love that. No, but I feel like every year we hear about the casting for this show and how they can't find any real women that want to do it because they're
Brandy.
They're either established, they have money, they don't need the show, they don't care about being in the spotlight, or they've already done it, or they don't want to be associated with this group of women. So I know that this is a hard show to cast, where I feel like in any other city, like, they're like, you know, go to Real Housewives in New Jersey, they're like around the building waiting to get in there. So I don't know if we're gonna get like that, like, Adrian Maloof style money again.
Kathy Hilton.
Yes. Or
throw her on there.
What about Nikki Hilton? She is very successful and she's young and a breath of fresh air. She's
I don't think she'd fight.
Well, and you gotta get in, like, she has to at least be engaged or married or formally married. Like, because then you're getting into mob wives territory where, like, all the mob wives are, like, mob cousins that have never been married, and then you're just sort of like, but what is this?
She's engaged to a Rothschild. I mean, she's
Okay, well, that works.
Oh, I didn't even catch that.
Yeah. How did we not know that?
She didn't get to go from Rothschild. She needs to fly
a little higher on the radar.
You know, we can see her plan this wedding. She's going overseas.
She just wrote a book. To the school of gold digging, just like her aunties. I'm so proud of her.
She's following the formula. Yeah.
Yes, her grandmother's, I don't know what her grandmother, made all the daughters do.
I don't know where you go from there, except maybe like an oil tycoon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, we lost one today, so.
Wait, what?
Who died?
Some oil tycoon's grandson, Andrew, or something or another. Mm. Yeah, and it sounds like it's going to be a weird story, everybody.
Yeah.
Just read TMZ.
Okay,
do you guys think that Nikki and her husband will be paying Paris's bills in 10, 20 years?
Yes.
How Kyle and Mauricio took care of Kim forever?
I don't.
Do you think Paris is going to be the new Kim Richards?
No, I'm defending her.
Paris is cray cray wealthy. She's what she used to be here, she is overseas. So right. I think that
she
her
need
money
it?
Runs deep forever. She'll never need anyone's help.
She's so invested in so many different things. She's got a lot going on that we don't know about, but it's out there.
I can see them having a relationship like Kim and Kyle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But it won't be based on money troubles, I think. Mm-hmm.
Well, if this show is still going in 10 years, we'll see if those two are on it.
Yeah,
I'm ready to say goodbye to Lisa Vanderpump. I said it. Bye.
She seems over it a little,
She's
right?
been phoning it in all season. Right. Mm-hmm. She never wanted to come back. Andy begged her. I guess they paid her an arm and a leg. Bravo must have shuffled all their money around for this sad cast. Mm-hmm. And what a letdown.
Yeah, just, you know.
I think they're ready to recast the whole thing, minus Kyle and Kim.
Well, they were apparently going to, or maybe even scrap it entirely before this season. And now.
I think it needs a.
It's holding on.
Some
but
time
just
off.
Just by a thread.
Needs a facelift.
Wait, what does Grant call that? Facelift. Grant's put it on the shelf. How do you say that? Grant has a whole thing. Grant's ready to.
He's a facelift.
Exec produce this show. He's got a plan.
It needs some work, but I mean, I don't know about redoing the whole thing. They've got these Housewives shows, they're all shifting and making changes. You know, I think they're going to be safe. I think they'll probably try to bring back Camille, which I would love.
They should, yeah.
You know, but I mean, I think that it's going to be kind of more of the same. We know when there's Kyle, there's Kim. And for that alone, Kim should be grateful to Kyle because she's kept money flowing into her bank account. This is up until doing Sharknado and that diving show. This was her main income. Mm-hmm. I mean, those shows aren't exactly windfalls either. They're per episode.
Right.
So, I mean, just for that alone, that they have that deal and that Kyle's looking out for her sister so she could have some type of money. You know, why are you not speaking to this girl over that?
Right. And
she's
every
got your
season.
Best interests in heart with that.
Yeah, and every season we heard about how Kim would probably get cut, but then Kyle said she wouldn't come back if Kim didn't get brought back too.
Well,
that
this is
true.
This is the most we've seen Kim do since season one. Mm-hmm. The last season, she's floated. Remember, she was holding that iguana last season. And it was
just kooky.
I was like, why are you even
here?
Yeah, turtle talk.
Oh man, that girl had a whole lot of nothing happening.
That's true.
Well, I mean, I was shocked when was it Kyle's? Said, I wrote it down. Stand by. I'm only interested in having an honest conversation. I had no idea what that meant, but I was really glad she said it because I'm like, ooh, this is juicy. This is deep. Mm-hmm.
It was just another underhanded, backhanded. Kyle was clearly shocked that Kim said she's fine with the way things are. She doesn't give a crap, basically, is what she said, if she talks to Kyle or not. And Kyle was so offended by that she wanted to react immediately, be like, well, I don't know what I want to do either. It was so fake. The whole thing that Kyle said was just so on the defense. She clearly was very hurt by Kim saying that she didn't want to speak to her.
Really?
Yeah, I think it was just a knee-jerk reaction of oh, what can I say? Well, I'm going to imply that she's not honest, and I'm going to be like, I don't care if I talk to you either.
Well, it was Kim's wearing her big girl panties today because she has Brandy sitting next to her to back her up.
Well,
so.
True. When Kim went for Kyle first time and she was like, I'm happy with everything in my life. Everything's going so well. I was like, this girl said this to herself in the mirror and came in prepared to say this because she knew that she'd be asked about not speaking with Kyle and where do you guys stand. So I think that was a total canned response.
Well,
go back and rewatch it.
Christy, because we talked about her child had a mental breakdown. Kim's child. So was that after the reunion was taped?
That was right around the same time. It may have been right afterward.
I believe it was right after for the articles that I read.
Because I feel like she seemed awful composed if that would have happened before. So
what happened?
One of Kim's children was admitted to a psychiatric facility. And I know it's not news and gossip time, everybody, but I'll give it to you right now. Was admitted to a psychiatric facility, not involuntarily, but close to being involuntarily. And actually, that child has very recently been released from the UCLA Medical Center and has moved into
a group home.
What do they call it? A group home. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Being monitored.
That's a tidbit.
And the goal is for that child to eventually return to Kim's home and her care.
Mm-hmm. I was
so curious. We gotta remember. I mean, Kim's a liar.
Like, to say, like, I'm really happy with everything in my life. Like, you are hosting your ex-husband who is dying of cancer in your home every day, and that's a burden for you. Like, don't pretend like everything's so great.
Yeah, no. I mean, when you say something like that, everything's great, you know, I mean, it's obvious it isn't. Everybody knows.
It's a typical housewife, like, I wish you well. It means, like, I wish you dead. Like,
but I think it's so sad, kind of, that Kim has to say that. Because even with her sister sitting right there, she can't be open and honest and be sad. She feels like she has to put on a happy face and pretend like she's okay, even in front of her own sister. Yeah. Like, that kind of hurts my heart for her a little bit, you know?
Right.
That should be someone that you feel safe with, that you shouldn't have to put up a front with, especially when you've got all that going on. It just, it's really, like, at first I was all into this Kim Kyle feud, and now it just makes me really sad.
It's really sad.
Super sad.
Well, let's switch things up and get happy and then get a little bit more angry with some cheers and jeers. The highs and lows of this part one reunion episode. We're going to break it down with what stood out to us. I'll start real quick. My cheers were the moment that Brandy said that Lisa Vanderpump was just upset that she couldn't get a piece of Max's friend because he was young and 23. And I just thought the timing was really well and it was a good dig. And clearly Lisa Vanderpump has no interest, and all this stuff about her sleeping with half of LA is such nonsense. It's so,
so stupid.
So stupid. I love it. It's just so stupid. It's like no one's going to fall for that. And my jeers was to the set of the reunion. It was very distracting. The video screens looked stupid. They looked cheap. And there was just too much stuff. There was a bust of some Grecian, like, you know, figure. And then there were these balls that looked like they were from the Christmas decorations. The set had just too much going on. Less is more, in my opinion. I didn't care for the set.
Okay, so my cheers. Kyle's look, Lady in Red. I thought she looked the youngest and most youthful and not all ridiculously plumped up. And the lighting was fabulous on her, so I thought she looked amazing. My jeers go to Brandy's lopsided lips. I don't know what terrible doctor she went to see to get some plumping going on there, pre-reunion plumping, but it didn't work out so well because something, her lips are usually completely straight, normal, and they were totally lopsided like that, so, yeah.
Yeah, well, my cheers go to Brandy's face as well. But I couldn't even pay attention to the lips because there's so much going on in here in the cheek area, and it's so full, and it was so fresh. And she used to be so pretty.
Yeah.
And she looked so much younger without all this. And now she just looks like she has this big fat face. And she's this thin woman with a gorgeous face. It's like, it just, it looks so ridiculous. And I don't know how you look in the mirror at that and think that it looks good.
Do you think her face shape has changed?
Yes,
I think she just keeps getting stuff.
It's the cheek fillers they keep putting in there.
Everywhere.
I think her whole face is changed. Maybe it was the shorter hairdo, but and the hairdo looked like it needed to be washed. It didn't look clean, to be honest with you. And I know I'm being so mean, and we have people that do love Brandy. I know my good friend Noah is always like, always hating on Brandy. But look, I mean, she looks like she needed to maybe,
she looks like a wax figure.
Agreed.
She looks like a wax figure.
It's like it's not a good
look. It's like Play-Doh.
Yeah.
Well,
what are your cheers?
Sorry.
So she gets my jeers. But my cheers go to Miss Delilah Rinna. That's not her last name, is it? Delilah, whatever her husband's last name is. You know what? I didn't think that the Chub Chubs in Wyoming or wherever the hell they were comment was really that bad. Okay?
No.
I'm from Middle America, and people look different in other parts of the country than they do in Beverly Hills. And that is one thing that really sticks out to you when you go to these places. And when I go back to my hometown, that's what I say about everybody the entire time. I mean, it's nice.
Well, we all say things
people
that are a lot worse.
People are super skinny in Beverly Hills.
I mean, nobody listening can say, I never call anybody a name. We all say things that are much worse than chubby.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know what, Delilah? I thought it was okay. Don't feel bad about it. You're fine. You're a nice girl. It's okay.
So my cheers goes to the Bravo production team for denying Lisa Vanderpump her tea. Because that was so fun to watch her beg for tea and then get completely denied.
Yes.
My cheers goes to Lisa Rinna's hair. I was hoping that it might switch up a little. Oh, you know how sometimes they show up to the reunion and it's not the same hairstyle from 1987. Yeah. Sorry, Lisa Rinna.
She's sticking with the winner.
That's true. They usually do show up with a new look.
Right.
Yeah.
They do. Yeah, not Rinna. That hair is right in place as it was in 1990 on the Days of Our Lives.
I would love to know the brand of pomade she's been using on that hair. I mean, it's a serious, serious styling tool to get your hair to stick up in that direction for that many years. I mean,
I think it's so 90s. Is that right? Do you feel
that?
It is
so early 90s. Yeah.
Because it's very like frosted. Yeah, it's like frosted with a little bit of texture to it.
Yeah.
I just remember watching her in Soap Talk and being like, what is that hairstyle? And that was when it was like, you know, fresh.
The style, yeah.
And it works for her. Like, I don't hate it. Maybe it's the coloring I think looks outdated right now.
Yeah.
Her highlighting looks outdated to me.
I just want to see her do something different.
I think she's just amping up for a job at the Peacock Network.
Maybe.
She's just hoping for some spots from NBC, and so she's rocking the hair.
Perhaps. Let's talk about some news and gossip since we're gossiping.
Yeah. We are gossiping. Oh, I know you all are wondering what kind of numbers the finale pulled, because there's been a lot of talk about the ratings this season on the show. 1.883 million viewers, almost 2 million viewers tuned in, which makes a 1.79 average for the season, which is slightly below the 1.826 million average of last season. So a tiny little dip, a tiny dip.
Wow.
But just a tiny one.
Last season did better than this one.
Slightly, yes. And they're still not doing anywhere nearly as well as the Real Housewives of Atlanta. But nobody is, right? So Brandy's nip slip, which we had a lot of fun talking about last week, apparently was an accident. It was on TMZ. Bravo says they didn't mean for it to happen, even though Kim looks right at it and points it out in the episode. And they have now re-edited the episode so that you do not see Brandy's little nippy slippy anymore. Brandy also defended Kim this week. I don't know if you remember last week we talked about Lisa Rinna tweeted and said, why doesn't Kim Richards have to write her blogs? Is she too inebriated? Can she not form a sentence? Lisa Rinna really got into Kim about it. And Brandy says it's because Kim is too busy caring for her family, going back and forth to doctors and hospitals, and just too busy being strong to write her own Bravo blogs. So, standing up for her girl. There was also some reports last week that Mauricio was making Kyle cut Kim off. Kyle says that is absolutely not true at all. Mauricio would never say that. He didn't cut her off. She just chose to cut her off, apparently. And we all heard about Kim in Sharknado 3. Apparently, she got the choice whether she would be eaten by the sharks or not. So we have to tune in on July 22nd to see which she picked. But she apparently didn't know what Sharknado was when they called her and asked her to do it.
Of course not.
She is out to lunch.
She's too busy working all those Oscar-winning movies.
And, you know, she wasn't the only huge star there. She did her scenes that day with Chris Jericho, who is a WWE star of equal annoyance to Kim Richards.
Oh.
And one more little thing. We talked last week about Brandy being back with JR. Apparently, they spent the weekend on the boat. A boat, his boat, probably, because he's friggin' loaded just like Mauricio is. He's Mauricio's partner, let's not forget. And they were on the boat with her kids all weekend. So she's, you know, bringing him around her children again so that when they break up again, then her boys can be confused again. And then they get back together again. And then the boys
can
be...
moves into
then the boys
house.
Can go back on the boat, so...
And she can go hide in the bushes with Kim and spy on him again.
Ah!
Oh my
Remember
God.
That?
They pull that on these housewives in a couple different cities, and it's always fake. How can you hide in bushes with a camera crew? So upsetting. So messy.
Grant, that's Grant's word. Messy.
Messy. And that nip slip, something doesn't ring true to me. Because you know how many eyeballs are on these cuts and these shows before they make it to air?
Q&R. I mean,
that's not really a mistake that, like, you can just, like, let it go.
Mm-hmm.
I pointed it out the minute I saw it. I wasn't even, like, watching, like, with a fine-tooth comb with a notepad like they do
with the network. You were looking for
nippies? Yeah, I mean, no, but I mean, I don't know. It's just like, that doesn't ring true to me, but I don't know. I mean, maybe they don't get fined for these things anymore, and they're just like, you know.
That could be, they just don't care.
Press. This will give us, I don't know, you know, I really can't speak to that, but I find it strange that was not caught.
Agreed.
It's an easy catch.
Agreed.
Nip slip.
First thing, your nipples out. Second, I wanted to talk to you.
Oh yeah, let's talk about it. Yeah, right. And then we'll miss it after we talk about it. Yeah, all right. All right. Let's predict what's coming up in the next two parts.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Now I found myself asking, why are there two parts to this reunion? You know, granted, it's going to get more heated, but I feel like we covered a lot and enough. We covered each housewife except for Eileen, and, you know, I think many of us could maybe pass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, skip it.
Okay, my prediction is we're going to do nothing but pick on... Everyone's going to pick on Brandy, and that's it. And Brandy will scream and carry on and deny everything, and that's it. And I think that's it.
And they're going to throw in a little bit of the dog bite situation.
Yeah.
I feel like it's going to be pummel Brandy. And then dog bite.
Yeah, but I feel like that could get juicy.
Yeah.
In the way that we heard about the house in season one and didn't get the full story until the conversation in Kyle's house in Palm Springs, wherever the hell it is. I kind of think that we're finally going to get some kind of like a juicy tidbit about this whole dog bite story and why it instigated a no talking clause between the two sisters. So I think maybe there could be a tidbit there that might pique our interest a little bit.
Yeah.
But yeah, other than that, it's like a Brandy bash session, which is fine too. But you know, they can't say anything that we haven't already thought a million times.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, I think also it's not going to, Kim and Kyle are not going to make up at all during this reunion Kyle said so much on Watch What Happens Live last week. Andy said to her, you know, I know you went into this wanting to reconcile with your sister, but that didn't happen during the reunion. And she's like, yeah, nope, still not talking. So
yeah, and we're going to see more of Lisa Vanderpump backing Kyle up, which makes so much sense to me. They're the perfect friends. They can both act like they don't do anything. And I love Lisa Vanderpump, but they both can just act like they don't do anything wrong, back each other up, back up each other's lies, and, you know.
Yeah.
Ring ding ding.
I do like their dynamic. And it's helpful in the reunion to see like somebody have a united front. Somebody.
Yeah.
I really felt like Lisa Vanderpump really had it out for Brandy.
Mm-hmm.
Like she would not let up. If they ever let her speak, I mean, it was a 20-minute tangent.
Yeah. She's too
give
through.
It up, Lisa.
She's done.
She's too
done.
She phoned it in all season, so I really don't care about her trying to.
You're like, don't try to bring it to the reunion.
Exactly. I was like, girl, please. You didn't even get upset when she slapped your face, so stop. Yeah.
Do you think we're going to see more between Lisa Rinna versus Kim?
I hope.
Yeah.
Lisa Rinna, get in there. Yeah. Show up to work. Get paid. Come on.
Yeah, they're never going to be friends.
No. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, they didn't even really cover the fact that Lisa went around saying all this stuff about Kim's sobriety. I mean, it was mentioned briefly, and then Andy's like, oh, let's talk about Yolanda. And I was like, wait, we're getting to a topic that's important.
Oh, yeah, we need more of that.
So, yeah, I feel like we need to kind of cover that a little bit more.
Well, maybe because the whole season was about it, they'll slightly mention it before...
Yeah.
I don't know.
I want to know how Lisa Rinna's comments and concern affected Kim's life once these scenes aired.
Mm-hmm. That's a good
point. That's what I want to know. Has it affected her career? I mean, she's a movie star on sci-fi, so I don't know now. But I mean, I want to know. Like, you know, she said it was damaging to her kids and all this. So let's see how that kind of played out. I want to know. We heard it would be terrible. It doesn't seem that much came of it. So let's bring that up.
Right. Yeah, and it is mentioned in every single article about Kim Richards. When I do my research for the show, like, the last paragraph is always like, and as you remember, Kim had trouble with her sobriety and admitted taking a pill this season.
Right.
Like, but she can't blame Lisa Rinna for that.
No. That's true. Well, the fingers will be pointed and some more people are going to be screamed at next week. So,
I kind of like that Andy got it a little bit from Brandy. I totally agree with him. And he wasn't even trying to start anything, but it was sort of cute to see it turn back on him. Like, how dare you say that, Andy?
That's just classic Brandy. Yeah. I mean, that's, I think everyone at home is like, what? The same way we are watching it together, like, what? She tries to take nothing and turn it into something like, you're victimizing me. I did nothing.
I'm taking your abuse. Yeah. And he said I was kind of like helping you.
He was defending her. Yeah. He was like, oh, by the way, dummy, I was defending you. We are too stupid to know that. She's probably on pills at the reunion. Let's be honest.
Allegedly. We think so. Okay. Well.
Oh, boy.
All right. Paul, let's talk real quick before we wrap everything up.
Yes.
Let's talk about what you know what your perspective is on this season related to the Housewives, especially. Let's get into it real quick.
I think that this season was a bit of a snooze fest. Mm-hmm. You know, I was really bored for most of the season. The glass flying in Amsterdam was the only thing I was really interested in. You know, Brandy's got to go. I feel like Kim's got to go. Lisa Vanderpump seems over it. I don't know who's left. Eileen, so that's sort of my take. I think they need to do an overhaul. I think bring Camille back would be great.
Yes.
And I think Adrian should continue to throw these parties that
pop
are like
boxes?
Yeah, at like this dingy club in Hollywood.
Oh my god,
yes.
Oh my god, everyone pray for me. I'm doing a red carpet at Supper Club later this week. So if I'm gone next week,
pack that gun, girl.
I'm just tending my gunshot wound. It's not a big deal.
Wear your best.
Right. Yeah. I keep expecting AfterBuzz to get a cease and desist letter from Supper Club with all the things I keep saying about them.
They make great
just
drinks,
kidding.
Though.
Please don't turn me away when I get there on Friday.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only. Not necessarily AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.
We're covered. We're covered.
Allegedly.
I got to play that twice during our show.
All right. Well, where can we find all of you in social media world? Where are you at?
Oh, everybody, check out those red carpet videos. And there's lots more on my YouTube channel, Christy Reports. On all platforms, please check it out. I love interacting with you.
Paul, anything you want to promote?
Yes, you guys can check out my YouTube channel at youtube.com/tipsytelevision. Please subscribe.
Ooh. Tipsy TV, I love that. Hey, guys, it's Megan Stecker. You could tweet me at Megan Stecker. Also on Instagram, it is spelled MEGANSTECHER.
And you can find me on Twitter at Grants_Rants. That'll do it for us here, After Buzzers. We'll be back with more from The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.